Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library today. And good afternoon, Lydia.
Well, hi there, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yesterday was over 80 degrees. And you like this kind of weather?
Well, I think I liked yesterday better than today. Today's not too bad, but it's a bit of a jump. I think we lost about 20 degrees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a little windy last night, too.
Oh, really windy. Yep.
All right. I see you have a bunch of events happening at the Madison Library and the Canby and Dawson Library,
yes,
too.
Yes, so many events. I think we've got a full page here that's just events, so we'll roll right into that.
All right, real good.
Okay, so starting in May, the Madison Library is going to be hosting weekly morning and evening story times. This is something new for us. Morning story times are going to be every Monday at 11 a.m., except May 28th, when we'll be closed for Memorial Day. Don't try coming then. And evening story times are going to be at 4 p.m. on May 3rd, May 17th, and May 24th and 31st. On Thursday, May 10th, we're going to be doing something a little different and hosting a story time starting at 6:30 for what we call a Families and Jammies pajama story time. So we're encouraging everybody to dress in their pajamas for that, and we're going to have milk and cookies everybody to snack on.
Kids love that, I bet, huh?
Yes. Can't go wrong with pajamas and cookies, right?
Yeah.
We're also going to start doing kids' classes every Tuesday at 4 p.m., We're going to be doing a StickBot stop-motion animation class on May 8th. We'll be doing some flower seed planting on May 15th. And then a Bloxels video game making class on Tuesday, May 22nd. Those are all at 4 p.m. And those are just a few of the classes we're doing in May.
Okay.
You can go on to the Facebook page to see all of them, because there's lots more. Then on Saturday, May 19th, we're going to have a Kids and Families Movie Day again, starting at 10:30. Our theme this time will be Ferdinand the Bull. So along with watching that movie, we're going to have a story time and lots of fun crafts. And Madison also plans to start hosting a teen coffee club. We're going to be opening up our conference room and serving coffee, tea, and hot chocolate and snacks for any teens that want to come over. And, you know, if they just want to meet up with their friends and visit, use our laptops or iPads, do homework, just hang out, no rules. It's whatever they want to do. We're also going to have some craft and hobby stuff available for free, of course, if they want to use it. Origami, you know, whatever. And we just bought some new board games, including Pandemic and Forbidden Island, a few other new fun ones. So the first night for that is going to be on Thursday, May 24th, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully we'll get some teens over for that.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, May 26th at 11, we're going to be doing a fairy garden making class for kids up to age 12. Pre-registration is required for that one because the number is limited to 25 that we can do for a class. Mm-hmm. And little kids should have an adult with them to help them out, because it can get a little complicated.
So you're going to plant garden stuff?
Yeah, if you've ever seen the little pots that have plants, but then also little figures in them, they're called fairy gardens.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of like almost a little terrarium style thing without the glass over the top, of course.
Good.
So just
then they can take that home with them and watch it grow?
Yeah, absolutely. Like with all of our classes, we have all the supplies provided, and they can always take the stuff home at the end of the day.
Awesome.
So.
Can't beat that.
Mm-hmm. And then we have two book clubs going now. So our regular book club, which primarily reads works of fiction, it's going to have its next meeting on May 7th to discuss The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. They meet every second Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock at the library. And then the Breakfast Book Club, which only reads nonfiction, is going to have its next meeting on Saturday, June 2nd at 10 a.m., and they will be discussing The Song Poet by K.O. Yang. Then Madison is also hosts its biweekly Thursday evening coloring parties for adults, so upcoming dates for those are May 3rd, 17th, and 31st, and they always start at 5:30. And last but not least, in Madison on Thursday, May 31st, the very last day of spring, if the weather cooperates, we're going to throw a welcoming party for summer. So starting at 3:30, we're going to be out on the library lawn with our popcorn machine serving popcorn. We'll have lemonade, and then we're also going to have lots of sidewalk chalk, and we want the kids and their parents and grandparents and whoever to come over and decorate the library sidewalks and draw on them with all kinds of fun stuff. So that's just something fun and different, and hopefully we'll get lots of kids over and see what they do for that.
When is that again?
That's on the 31st of May.
Okay.
Last day of May.
There we go.
So then we have Dawson. In Dawson, they also do kids' story times, and their story times are every Tuesday at 11 a.m. They also have two book clubs in Dawson. And they've both got meetings coming up. Can't talk today. So their evening book club is going to be meeting actually tonight at 6:30 to discuss Tell My Sons, A Father's Last Letters. And their morning book club will meet Thursday, May 3rd at 8:30 a.m. to discuss Sundown at Sunrise.
Okay.
Dawson's also having a Ferdinand Day, same day actually, so they'll be doing a movie story time in craft in Dawson on Saturday, May 19th, starting at 10:30. And they're also making fairy gardens in Dawson, and their class for that is going to be on Saturday, May 12th at 10:30. And again, you've got to pre-register for that one, and little kids should have a grown-up with them to help out.
Okay.
And Cambie also has a book club, and in May, the Cambie Library Book Club will be reading Prairie Fires, The American Dreams of Laura Ingalls Wilder by Caroline Fraser, the first comprehensive historical biography of Laura Ingalls Wilder, the author of The Little House on the Prairie books.
Guess what? I've read that book.
Is it a good book?
It's a good
I haven't
book.
Read
yep,
it yet.
It's a good book.
All Absolutely. Right. So there's Paul's book recommendation.
There you go.
Yeah.
All
perfect.
Right. Does that move us into what the staff is reading?
It does. Okay. You had perfect timing with that. Yes. So we're going to do something a little different this time. We're going to tell you what they're reading in Dawson and Cambie, because usually it's just Madison getting in on the act. So Deb, who of course is from all of the libraries, she goes first, and she's reading Dazzle Ships, World War I and the Art of Confusion by Chris Barton. This nonfiction picture book explores art, desperation, and one man's incredible idea for saving ships from German torpedoes in World War I. Dazzle Camouflage transformed ordinary British and American ships into eye-popping masterpieces. Bev in Cambie is reading The Disappeared, Joe Pickett, Book 18 by C.J. Box, which is such a popular series. Wyoming's new governor isn't sure what to make of Joe Pickett, but he has a job for him that is extremely delicate. Three British executives, all women, never came home from the high-end guest ranch where they were visiting, and the British embassy is pressing hard. Pickett knows what happens sometimes. These ranches are stocked with handsome young cowboys, and ranch romances aren't uncommon, but three disappearances? That's too many. Diana in Dawson is reading Inferno by Karen Harper. Harper, the winner of the 2005 Mary Higgins Clark Award for Dark Angel, now delivers a new novel of romantic suspense as Montana bush pilot Lauren Taylor flies a stranger into her isolated hometown. She realizes her passenger bears a striking resemblance to a serial arsonist wanted by the FBI. And Margaret in Dawson is reading A Higher Loyalty by James Comey. Former FBI Director James Comey shares his never-before-told experiences from some of the highest-stakes situations of his career in the past two decades of American government, exploring what good, ethical leadership looks like and how it drives sound decisions. His journey provides an unprecedented entry into the corridors of power and a remarkable lesson in what makes an effective leader.
That's a hot book right now.
It is.
Comey's book.
Yeah, it's a very popular one right now. You've got to get yourself on a hold list for that because it'll take a while.
Yeah. All right, what are you reading, Lydia?
You got
something that you're reading this week?
I didn't even write mine down.
No.
So I'm actually still working my way through the Richard Sharpe series.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still working on that. It's kind of the same one as last time.
Okay.
I think there's about 20 books in there, though, so that could take a while.
20 books in that series?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been writing them since the 80s. And Still going, so.
Good. Good. Always enjoy the see what or hear what some of the staff members are reading.
Mm-hmm. And we all have such varied tastes, so you get something a little different from every person.
Right. All right. Well, in Madison, when are you guys open? You got that on top of your head?
If you want to have me go through that whole list, I sure can. So Monday and Wednesdays, we are open from 10 to 5:30. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're open from 10 to 7:30. Fridays, we're open from 1:30 to 5:30. And Saturdays, we're open from 10 to 2. And then Monday through Thursday, we're always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
You and Karen Tilbury do that so well. You got that off the top of your head.
I know it because when we switched phone systems, I had to put the recording on, and it took about 20 tries. So it's seared into there. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Lydia, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. That's Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library.